Back at the Ocean Center in Daytona, Arkansas falls to Bowling Green, 79-78 is the final score. Mike Neighbors has come on over to discuss this one. Mike, your team led by 14. From your perspective in that third quarter, what was it that allowed really the tenor of this game to change?
Well, I thought Kohler really got going. They had the inside out with her and, you know, Porter going. And we made some they made us wrong. I'm not going to tell you that I can't hardly hear. I'm not telling you that we did anything wrong, but they made us wrong. If we helped on the wrong kid, they swung it to the right kid. If we didn't get off the help, they threw it inside. So every single error we made got magnified. They shoot the second half, 73 in the third quarter, you know, 73, 11 out of 15, 18 for 29. And, you know, we shot it pretty well early, and we knew sometimes that's a little bit of fool's gold. We got to relying on it a little bit. We lost the wrong kid too many times.
The shot from Jenna to take the lead before, let's just go back, before Porter had the shot that ultimately was the difference. You got what you wanted. What, seeing the girls rise to that occasion, those final moments, at least knock that shot. I know defensively, but still to see that maturation.
Yeah, no, it's good to see that we didn't quit. Good that we can execute and get the shot that we needed. Good to see Jenna see the ball go in a little bit there, and that'll carry over for us. But, you know, nonetheless, it's just such a disappointing. Wins and losses are so the margin of error on how you feel, you know, if that shot doesn't go in or this doesn't happen. So we'll have our work cut out for us, rallying our kids. It's hard to go 0-2, go back against a really tough Boston College team. So, but I thought we had great – Jenna played her guts out. You know, Vera, again, in foul trouble, which is something that we are doing everything we can do to try to avoid, but it keeps happening. So – but Jenna did an unbelievable job in that. I felt like all of our kids coming off no day's rest really gutted it out. But too many missed assignments defensively. And then, you know, I felt like we got a little bit rushed there in the second half with our shot selection. We took some shots that we probably could have waited a little bit longer into the shot clock to take a more open one. So anytime you lose by one, you know, you start nitpicking at every single little thing. Hey, We had two shots that were three-pointers, but we stepped on the line. I mean, we talk about that, and you can drill it, but you start nitpicking and looking for things, but that's going to be the margin, and we've got to start cleaning those margins up.
And prior to that possession in the final minute, Izzy, again, spectacular, 26 points, but her ability to get downhill, three-level score, and know that, hey, I'm going to absorb contact and I'm going to get to the free throw line. Having a girl like that, knowing that you can rely on in those moments, even before the shot from Jenna, knowing Izzy is going to go and get you to the line with the
chance. And that's what opened that shot up. You know, I really wanted her to take it and try to get fouled there at the end. We'll have to look at it and see. I know she was sore and tired, but, you know, we wanted one of those two kids' hands to make the decisions. And, you know, we're going to live with the result. I think we made the right decisions. We just didn't get the result that we needed tonight. And, so I think we can go through the film and find all kinds of things to point out. Those are the ones that magnify at the end, though.
Sure.
You know, we tend to remember the ones at the end. We don't go to the ones that, you know, you could have saved, because it says coming out of the timeout again tonight, it's two games in a row now that Coach Todd has absolutely called the action that was getting ready to happen, and we fall asleep. So, you know, we've either got to get those kids listening better, or we're going to have to play some different kids, because it's starting to get to the point where you've had plenty of opportunities to know that we're not coming off 10. We came off of 10, came off of 22 or 0 twice to not guard 10. And it happened back to back in that swing. So it's getting to the point where we've got to change the way we're telling them, the manners, the methods that we're telling them, or we're going to have to figure out some players that maybe haven't had a chance yet are going to have to get a chance.
Just one more thought on dissecting the final moments, calling out the actions, like you said, with Todd. What happened, what went down in defending Porter with 8 seconds remaining, and how she got freed up?
Yeah, well, there's, you know, supposed to be some help coming from that side, but we're still supposed to be down and not let her go to her strong hand. Just turn her back was the key. We had three people on this side that were, you know, assigned to be watching that, and if she went to dribble one time, we were supposed to go give Jenna help. And there, no help came, and it's just uncontested that deep. So, you know, that's where the frustration starts to set in a little bit. For them, for the kids, I'm sure, too. But for us, when you've done the scouts and you've done the prep and you tell them, and you manage your time. We managed our timeouts great tonight to where we could have a chance, and you use that timeout to tell them, and the message is not getting across. So they got to believe in the messenger first. That's me. So it starts with me. I know that. We'll change some things because it's starting to become a pattern, and anytime something becomes a pattern, then you've got to get something fixed.
And it's not going to get easier from here. Boston College next week, SEC will be here before you know it.
No, there's nothing easy about our schedule. Hopefully we can learn from losses. This is the first time I think we've lost the two in a row, so we'll see how our kids bounce back.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Thank you.